Sheila Cash is an author and speaker in the field of human potential. Her teachings and practices are dynamic, syncing with evolutionary shifts in consciousness for the new human. Following is one in a series of guided experiences into body consciousness and cellular communication, utilizing theories from the field of epigenetics. And now, Sheila Cash.
Welcome to this experience in cellular consciousness. Let's start to get very comfortable now. Settle in and take in a deep cleansing breath. Let out a big sigh. And feel your muscles loosening as you give yourself permission to let the whole day go up to this present moment and let yourself look forward to this journey into the heart. Take another huge yawn, starting that process consciously. Drawing your breath in as much as you can comfortably, and then exhale very fully, exhale audibly. The more you exhale, the more fresh air you bring back into your body. And continue to breathe deeply throughout this entire session. We're going to be communing with and embracing our hearts together at the cellular level. Continuing to relax, take one more deep breath. Bring in more air than before. Feel your chest open wide. And then blowing out all the stagnant air. You can do a couple of neck rolls now. Shake out your arms, stretch your legs. Feel the tension inside your body just wash away. As we get started, put your hand over your heart for a few minutes to make that initial connection with this devoted, sentient organ that rests in the core of your being. Allow your hand and your mind to make that connection with your heart as you continue to let all the cares of the day just start rolling right off your shoulders and right out of your mind. Envision and feel every bit of stress wash right out of your body and flow far, far away. Starting from the top of your crown chakra, feel a waterfall of warm, soothing, divine source energy trickle down gently. Feel it as it starts rolling down your scalp, and then your shoulders, down your back. Let it stream from its divine source, warming you with the perfect temperature. As it continues down your torso, down your legs, down your feet, Let it wash out every doubt, every worry. Allow that stream to keep flowing from the soles of your feet, carrying away everything that is not needed in this moment right now. With another deep breath, exhale fully and resolve to release every thought from its prison within your mind. See each thought, each concern floating right out of your head. You can even give each one a little pair of butterfly's wings and watch them float away in a cloud. Watch until they get further and further away, carrying away every single thing you don't need right now. Watch them getting smaller and smaller. Feel your neck and shoulder muscles releasing. Feel yourself coming to a very peaceful vibration and release. Feel that sense of peace settle into your muscles, your bones, and your mind. And now allow yourself to be aware of your heartbeat. In these quiet moments, you may be able to feel your own heartbeat in your temples, or you might put your fingertips below your ear or on your wrist to feel your pulse. You can feel it in your chest. Tune in with your heartbeat there. Let your consciousness float into your heart chakra and then into your heart itself. Feel the rhythmic contractions, the movements that your heart could make as many as 3 billion times on your behalf. Take a moment to appreciate this. 3 billion times your heart could beat and realize what it does. How it supports you. All for you. Feel into one of these 3 billion heartbeats. Feel a vibration of gratitude for each beat it's making right now. Begin to feel yourself filling up with appreciation for being alive. Let that feeling of appreciation grow and emanate throughout your body. For each beat, send a corresponding message of thanks. Send this focused feeling into the core of your heart and feel your heart open to receive it. Let your heart viscerally feel this gratitude that you're sending it. Let your heart open to trust you. You are both generating and receiving a warm, vibrant cloud of gratitude. Feel your heart swell with the joy of this. See your heart smiling with appreciation for your trust. Now, with your consciousness inside your heart, let's go even deeper into the intracellular dimensions. Let your consciousness settle gently into the inside of your heart. Allow yourself to rest peacefully in there. Feel the warmth of your own body. Allow yourself to become very comfortable. Feel nurtured in this place. And become aware now of the muscular walls within your heart. You can feel the cardiac muscle that is cellularly specialized specifically for your heart muscle, different than all the other muscle tissue in your body. That tissue contains the miracle of the creation of your heart with all its many functions that are carried out on your behalf. Let your consciousness float through the four chambers without any thoughts about exactly where they are. Know that your consciousness knows where it's going. Just begin to move through the two atria, the two ventricles, through one chamber and into another. Floating effortlessly along from one to the other, leave a trail of healing energy and vitality as you float through, knowing that you're safe. Don't worry if it's hard to visualize or hard to see, but know that your consciousness is there and is spreading a vibration of balance, wholeness, acceptance, and healing into the cells as you go along. Cleansing and clearing as you go. Feel that trail of healing in the cells that you spread as you navigate through this core of your being. Allow yourself to keep going and start to float along now in the rich river of life that sustains all of us in the phenomena of liquid that flows through your valves and arteries into your lungs, giving out life-giving oxygen. The life-sustaining liquid that forms a stunning alchemy that makes precisely the right balance of chemistry for your every need, and that absorbs and prepares oxygen for the use of your blood. Move along with it as it's carried back through the veins. Let it be a ride, a journey through your own body's consciousness. Glide along to the smaller vessels, arterioles, and then finally to the tiny capillaries that feed each and every cell of your entire being with the most precious drink of all for the tiny microscopic cells that make up who you are. Now we're going to drift into the heart's timer, the sinoatrial node, and know instinctively that wherever you go will be the perfect place. This is what sets the timing of your heartbeats, that generates electrical impulses on its own. The motor of your life. What a miracle, an absolute miracle that is. All of this so that you can carry on and spread your own vibration of love or acceptance and your own way of embracing this world and for the purpose of seeking your life purpose and finding the meaning that will make your heart sing. Honor your heart in the moments ahead with the highest positive thought you can give it. Think of this message that you want to convey to your heart. Make your choices very clear, as your heart will align with your conscious choices. Acknowledge your heart's efforts to give you every opportunity for all the years of your life. Communicate that you want only the best connection with it and want to work together going forward to health and peace. Feel this message penetrate every cell to its brim. Feel the restructuring for regeneration and renewal. As we steep in this place, become still and take a rest. take a moment to realize that your heart began beating 22 days after your conception. It received the miracle of life from the universe on your behalf, and then grew to about the size of your fist, and has never stopped beating up to this moment. It has experienced the epiphany of you, the very being that you are right now. Know that your heart connects to other human hearts with an intelligence of its own. One heart to another, felt by both. Our hearts are feeling at all times, whether we are aware of it or not. They have the ability to bypass linear dimensions. Know that your heart carries on for your life, all for you. Allow yourself to go effortlessly back in your memory at any point in your life and remember a time when your heart fluttered with excitement. It might have been a first crush. It might have been an accomplishment. It might have been a dream. Take yourself back and recall that feeling. Feel into that moment when your heart filled and emanated a warmth into your body, spreading and spreading like an ember into a flame throughout your body. Feel that feeling. That was your heart's function to tell you that something significant was happening, something to pay attention to, and something for you, only you. Remember that feeling and feel it now. Be with that for a few moments here. Feel a feeling of love, or even a higher vibration within your heart. Feel peace. Let it fill your heart to capacity. And experience the miracle of what is possible to feel when you want to be able to have this experience, no matter what's happening in your life. You are one of the luckiest beings in the universe who can experience this miracle, and none of us needs a reason. You can create contentment in your heart at will. And suddenly your perspective changes. You see things in a completely new way, but more importantly, you see possibilities. You see that things could go your way, and your heart swells with life. Because the universe is so intricately connected to your heart that it is on the pulse to tell you when you are on the right track. Your heart has an interdimensional connection to the universe. It tells you that now is the moment when whatever you are feeling is in right alignment. So pay attention when that happens. We have a miracle in the guidance it provides us. Our hearts are our best guides for advice, for reassurance and validation, for navigating through our lives. And it's right within you at your core. It's your buddy. On board with you. It tells you where there's danger, where there's caution, where you should change direction, where you should dive in. You can reach for your heart's deeper intuition for answers that your mind just can't get to. Your heart is your best friend, your guardian, really. Treat it as such. Understand that you have a guide that is with you forever and that you can trust. Though all of us have had heartbreak in our lives, for this moment, let go of any thoughts of that. All experiences that we have in our lives are our teachers. They are our mirrors that ultimately teach us which way to go, who to trust the next time, who not to. These are really valuable experiences for refining our future paths. So allow yourself to move into the feeling of love itself. For the sake of love, for the sake of the feeling, just because you can. Allow yourself to feel the best that love has to offer. You don't need to visualize a person. It's about simply allowing love that does exist in this universe into your being. Let it be personal between you and the universe, because it is. It is personal. You are the universe. The impulse of life within this universe ultimately created you and inspires you to carry on, to continue to create, out of the desire to evolve, to move forward. That is the universal impulse. That is you. The universe has everything at stake to make life the best it can for you. So feel that love. It is truly personal. Now think of a time when you felt compassion for someone. Maybe someone you saw on the street, or someone in your family, or someone at a point in your life when you were really touched by this person, by their story, by their struggle, or by their emotional capacity to persevere. Who was that? Feel the compassion that is another miraculous feeling that your heart allows you to experience. How rich, how deep it is. What a phenomenal experience it is to blend with another to such a degree that you feel that person. What a blessing, what a gift. Take a moment to experience that feeling of compassion in your heart for the homeless, refugees, those with terminal illnesses, or those oppressed in so many ways, and for the animals of our earth as well. Feel this compassion, this beautiful feeling that impels us to reach out to our fellow beings, or even to send vibrations of compassion into the universe, which is also most instrumental. This is what is generated from one heart to another across our entire planet. It is what created every peace organization and global cooperation, and is the feeling that will bring our universe together. It is what will ultimately bring us all together, and you get to experience it. What a blessing. And now feel a sense of clarity, of peace. Feel that blissful vibration of peace and allow it to spread into and throughout every cell of your body. This is what is generated by your heart. Now feel contentment and happiness that comes from peace. Feel real contentment and peace in your heart. Revel in this feeling, knowing that you can recall this anytime you want. At this time in our lives, it's time for us to draw back from the concerns of what is negative in the moment and to stand back and say, I'm alive. I'm here now. And my life is on the earth plane now. What a gift. I get to experience this. And here I am. We can say to ourselves, in the face of so many gifts our hearts give us, should we be so concerned about petty issues in our lives? We can say to ourselves, I have this life. I am alive. I have a heart, which is beyond a description of words, really. Your heart is working loyally with absolutely no judgment of you. Your heart has no judgment whatsoever. You might have judgment in your mind, and it comes from your mind. Your heart is only working to carry on. It has your back. Let us send gratitude to the universe as well, that our hearts carry on throughout our whole lives, giving you the freedom to enjoy your life, to create, to commune, to run freely, to purge, to discern, to laugh, to love. Accept it fully into your graciousness. Love it, embrace it. Resolve to get to know it better and let it be your go-to guide. And begin a new day, knowing your heart like never before. As you raise the frequency of your heart, you open the pathway for the new humanity to flourish. And on our own paths forward as new humans, let us give thanks to the universe for giving us the gift of being here, to feel, to know, to be a part of this grand universe. Let us give thanks to our hearts for being with us throughout our life's journey. Spend as much time as you like during the silent meditation ahead. Carry on. Until next time.